Dating, it's never been an easy thing to do. Some people do it better than others. And the old-fashioned way was, remember the old-fashioned days of the matchmaker where you'd bring someone in or you'd go to a family gathering or a friend would know a friend who would know a friend who was single? Well, that's pretty much all gone out the window in the high-tech society. And, of course, dating apps and dating websites, very, very popular. But we've assumed for many years that they are the bastion of the young. But it seems like that is not the case. Psychologist Elizabeth Shaw, who's the Clinical Director of Relationships Australia. Elizabeth, good morning. It's not the bastion of the young, is it?
It's absolutely not. I think this is such a stereotype. Of course, technology has crept its way into everyone's lives, and including my elderly mother. So, you know, I think this idea that if you're over 50, you certainly wouldn't be able to manage online apps is probably a myth.
Well, we pretty much should understand and take for granted that with high technology and the latest technology, it makes its way across all areas of life. But the reality of it is, and this is one of the things the young forgets, that older people still like relationships, they still like dating, they still like to get out and about. And you're finding more and more, are people doing it for different reasons in the older age group?
Look, I think obviously the older age group have heard about it from the younger age group, including perhaps their own children, and it is an accessible form of reaching people that appeals to everyone. The difficulty in the older age groups is that it may well be that most of your friends are still in couples. And so although we hear about the divorce and separation rates as being very high, there's certainly a lot of people that would still say, look, my whole friendship group are in couples, or I have very, very few people I can call on to go out with. And so the online apps are incredibly appealing because the meeting places for older people around, you know, being single are just not there. When you're in your 20s, you can still have an awful lot of people you could go out with and places you can go that it's obvious it could be an opportunity. In the older age groups, when people are, you know, in their own home, in suburbia perhaps, they really can feel incredibly stuck about how to go about this. So the online resources are a whole new world to create a social life, to whip one up, you know, when you really could feel like you're bereft.
Well, Kim has just sent me a text, 0418528535, and she just said, hi, Todd, can you ask Elizabeth whether she finds this? She said, as a single woman, she doesn't get invited to parties that have married couples.
Yeah, look, that's incredibly common still for both women and men, even though single men, it's true enough that they can get snapped up. But I think, yes, women commonly say that to me. Not only do they feel very self-conscious, but even where they would happily fit in, they do find that, you know, other people just feel it's awkward suddenly to have, you know, the one extra person. And that makes it really hard if you just don't have anywhere else to go with your friendship group.
Do you think it's easier for men? Because I hear women turn around and say, you know, they feel under pressure. Oh, why are you still single? You know, can't you find someone? Guys don't really care. But women seem to take it, or there's the appearance that ladies take it more personally of being single at a certain age.
Yeah, well, look, I think there's a number of things about that. I think it is true enough that, you know, as you said, a single woman being invited somewhere, it is more awkward. I think men are included as an additional extra in a way that certainly happens more easily. I do think that that women in the older age group spend longer being single and do fear that they're going to be stuck being single. So I do think that's a factor. In many cases, if they've had children, it still is the woman who's often got more of the caregiving responsibilities, and so her chance to have a social life can be extremely limited. And there's still a lot of people who have fairly traditional access arrangements. And so if the woman is the one who's doing that, her chance to build a social life is very, very difficult. And if she's got the kids in tow, hanging out with the old group of friends is really important. And if they're not inviting her, that's really, really hard.
And let's face it, everyone, no matter what age, seems to be time poor, whether it's looking after kids, extended family. So it does really make it quicker. Before I let you go this morning, do you have any advice for, you know, mature or older Australians who are using, you know, dating apps or websites? Is there anything to look out for and be careful with?
Look, I think like for anybody using these sort of new options, you hear all the war stories, there are difficult things that happen. But I hear a lot of the time, look, you know, I met a lot of people that were just genuinely out there trying to find somebody. In the older age groups, I do find that there's a bit more potential to maybe meet some friends as well as maybe a partner. Whereas in the younger age groups, they're very much saying, well, if I wasn't attracted to them, that's the end of that connection. And so I think that possibility to build a bit of a social life and to go into it with a genuine sort of open heart, but also to be able to be clear about what you want. Because if you've been around the track a few times, you're more realistic about what you want. And so not to dive in too quickly. You know, I do think there are people who dive in because they're looking for reassurance or they feel wounded and they're looking for rebuilding their self-esteem. Sometimes diving in, you know, as everybody can do with a sort of a quick rush into a new relationship, all of those things, it's worth biding your time and really getting to know someone. And with apps, because you can do an awful lot of online chatting, sometimes by the time you meet, you could have been talking for months. It can be a big disconnect between the person you've been talking to by text and the person that you suddenly meet face-to-face. So just modulating how you go about it, taking your time, but really genuinely trying to get to know someone and not be bamboozled by an online presence, because it's very deceptive sometimes.
Elizabeth, that's great advice. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Psychologist Elizabeth Shaw, Clinical Director of Relationships Australia. Yeah, emotions are the same, whether you're young or old. Just take your time and hopefully it's a jungle out there. It's 12 to 12.